Time now to take a look at what's making headlines in the international newspapers. Leo McGuinn joins us in studio for that. Leo, going to start in the United States. Kamala Harris's interview with Charlemagne that got a popular radio host in the US.
Yeah, I'll start with the New York Times. You have five takeaways from that interview. A big one you can see in their headline there. Harris agrees that Trump is a fascist. She went further than she ever has before, casting her Republican rival as an authoritarian figure. She also attacked him for admiring, she said, dictators, notably, of course, Vladimir Putin. She called that the sign of a weak man, a sign of weakness, if you want to please dictators. She also responded to criticism of sounding too scripted. She said, that's just because I'm disciplined. At the tensest point of the interview came when she was really pressed over the border. The piece notes that she went very much on the defensive when asked whether President Biden's administration should be blamed for the soaring number of illegal crossings. Ms. Harris repeated the standard argument that the White House has supported a bipartisan security bill that would have sharply curtailed asylum. And then she put the blame on to Donald Trump and said if he really cared about the issue, he wouldn't have torpedoed that said bill. Well, the Wall Street Journal have this article this morning on the fight to win the appeal for the black male vote. Many said that that's the reason she went on Charlemagne Le Gob, which is particularly popular with young black males. Earlier in the week, Harris stopped by black-owned businesses to discuss her new economic plan. The vice president wants to offer 1 million forgivable business loans to black entrepreneurs to use to start businesses. Polling shows a potential lack of enthusiasm among black male voters, and securing the support of that demographic could be key in winning the election. On the other side of the fence, the Trump campaign thinks the economy is driving more black men to support the former president in higher numbers than in previous elections, even since Kamala Harris entered the presidential race.
Okay, interesting. Leo, you've also picked up on a couple of recent articles, seriously worrying ones about artificial intelligence.
Yeah, really interesting, but quite scary long read in the Washington Post this morning, telling the story of a father whose murdered daughter reappeared as an AI chatbot. Jennifer was murdered by her boyfriend at age just 18 back in 2006. And yet just a few weeks ago, her father, Don, found a new profile of her online. Jennifer's name and image had been used to create a chatbot on Character AI, a website that allows users to converse with digital personalities made using AI. Several people had interacted with the digital Jennifer. Her father was naturally horrified that Character had allowed a user to create a recreation of a murdered high schooler without the family's permission. The website were quick to take action and delete the profile, but there are real concerns over how can this happen in the first place. The ordeal was disturbing enough for Jennifer's father, who successfully lobbied for Texas laws on teen dating violence in the past. Now, he said he's pondering taking up a new cause. He's considering taking legal options and advocating more actively for measures to prevent AI companies from harming or re-traumatizing families and victims in a similar position. So that's one concerning AI story. Here's another this morning. This is from Wired magazine, a report from them telling us that millions are using nudify bots on Telegram. Basically, users can upload photos of absolutely anyone, and AI bots can remove their clothes to make deep fakes of them. A Wired review of Telegram has identified at least 50 bots that create explicit photos or videos of people with only a couple of clicks, and that 50 bots lists more than 4 million active users. And this article finishes by pointing out this is only the tip of the iceberg. That's the English speaking one. So in reality, that number is probably a lot higher. It's worth mentioning that Telegram are trying to fight this. They've banned several channels, but it seems every time one is banned, a new one just pops up.
I mean, where are we going, Leo? Oh, finally, you've got a story about a German man being sent over to teach the English how to play football.
That's right. Thomas Tuchel is the new English manager. This is the Daily Mirror. The new Kaiser Chief, their headline reads, the Star Sport points out that at least we're sure to win on penalties, pointing out Germany's excellent record in the past compared to England's relatively poor one in penalty shootouts. The former Bayern Munich Chelsea manager is set to be named as the new England manager today, becoming the third non-Brit to take the role, but crucially the first German. Maybe unsurprisingly, the Daily Mail have a rather sensationalist headline, a dark day for England, they call it. They argue that any England manager should be English. They also divulge the details of the deal. He's signing an 18-month contract, which will bring him up to the 2026 World Cup, worth £5 million. The Guardian, a lot more positive about the appointment. A baggage-heavy, intriguing choice that makes sense, they say. This would be the first time the FA has appointed a coach that both has worked in England before and is a European Cup winner. So he's got proven pedigree, former UEFA Men's Coach of the Year. They address the point of a German manager. The short version, they say it doesn't matter. The long version, they say it really doesn't matter. The Times try to explain why England chose Tuchel, a man who's often fallen out with the establishment but delivered when it counts. They call him an outside-the-box operator with proven pedigree. The German has all the credentials to pave the way to win the 2026 World Cup, they say. One last thing to point out, Tuchel was actually England captain Harry Kane's manager last season at Bayern Munich. Kane had a record-breaking season, scoring 44 and 45, so they'll be reunited. So definitely reason for optimism for England fans.
OK, Leo, thanks a lot for that look at the international.